Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
You're listening to an SBS Italian podcast. I am Massimiliano Gugole. While cinemas worldwide are celebrating the success of Christopher Nolan's Odyssey, from Tuesday, the 18th of August, SBS will take you on to a different Odyssey. A travel perhaps not as gruesome as that of Ulysses, in fact, a fun Odyssey, occasionally turning emotional, as six Australian celebrities journey back to the country of origin of their families.
Homer's Odyssey was the tale of a long journey home. Origin Odyssey is much the same thing, except not as well written.
If the ocean's on that side, we're going north.
Well, isn't the ocean everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Each week, I whisk an Australian away from their everyday Aussie life to embark on an epic odyssey. Along the way, we navigate around their cultural touchstones and through their family history.
What a risk taker he was.
Yes, a risk taker and enormous loss.
In the first episode of the second season of Sean McAuliffe's Origin Odyssey, we travel to Sicily to accompany Italian-Australian actress Pia Miranda as she finds out more about her family and Italy. Let's talk about that journey then with Pia Miranda. Welcome, Pia.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Are there any similarities between your Odyssey and Ulysses?
I saw Ulysses Odyssey. Mine's not as long. And less men, actually.
What was your first reaction when you were invited by Sean McAuliffe to a voyage of discovery into your Italian roots?
Well, I mean, for me, you know, I'd seen the show before and I really loved it, but there's also, do you need any excuse to go to Italy? If someone offers to take you to Italy, you go. So I was really excited.
The story behind the encounter between your Italian grandparents is quite interesting. Would you like to share it with us?
Yeah, my nonna was born on an island called Vulcano, so it's part of the Aeolian Islands, which is off the northern coast of Sicily. And my grandfather was born in Palermo, and he actually heard about, he and his friends heard about a man in Vulcano that had 10 daughters, and so they thought they'd go over and see if they could find a wife, and he did.
We won't spoil too much about your journey as it's told through the episode for those who will watch the program, but one thing I did find out watching it, before everyone else, is that you wanted to be a nun. Why?
I did want to be a nun. Yeah, I mean, I think nuns sometimes get a bad rap, but my nonna was very religious and we always had a beautiful time at church and she would tell me lots of stories and I had a really good time with the nuns at school. They were always lovely and they always took me under their wing and so I just thought it would have been a lovely life, probably less complicated. So yeah, it was definitely something I thought about. I was either a ballet dancer or a nun, but I ended up being neither of those.
We're talking about Sean McAuliffe's Origin Odyssey. The second season will debut on Tuesday, the 18th of August on SBS with an episode dedicated to Pia Miranda's Italian roots. Pia, how Italian was your upbringing?
You know, I had a really interesting upbringing in the sense that I was half Italian, half Australian. My Australian side's very Australian, so all from the country and grew up around South Melbourne. And then my Italian side was extremely Italian. So I spent a lot of time with my nonna growing up. My nonna passed away when I was young, but she was a huge part of my life and a huge influence on my life. And she was very proud to be Italian. My dad was very proud to have been born in Italy. And so, you know, I feel very much sort of half and half, and a lot of my best experiences were, you know, from being Italian, I think. And it's definitely, my sister and I passed a lot of those traditions down to my kids, which is really lovely.
And one of the perks, one of the good things about being Italian was getting the role of Josie Alibrandi.
I thought you were going to say the good skin and great coffee.
That too, but Josie Alibrandi remains an iconic character in Australian film history. In that movie, Looking for Alibrandi, for those very few people who haven't seen it, you were the protagonist and the story was about a teenager navigating her being Italian in Australia. What did you have in common with her and how do you navigate your being Italian in Australia now?
You know, I think for me, the journey of Josie was sort of similar in the sense that, you know, when you're split in between two cultures, it can be quite interesting and a different experience. I went to a very similar school that Josie Alibrandi did, to the point that even when we shot the film, it was shot in the sister school to the school that I went to. So it didn't, you know, I definitely felt those lots of those experiences. I think I was the only Italian in my year level. I remember being teased for eating eggplant at one point, which now seems so silly. But, you know, I think it's really good to reflect on the experience of Italians. You know, my father came out, there was so much racism. Then when I was in school, there was still a little bit. And now, you know, being Italian is so celebrated in Australian culture. But I think it's good to remember the journey that we've been through to get here.
Is there something you've learned during this trip to Sicily?
What I've learned during that trip is you can have family over the other side of the world, but when you see your family, it feels like home. You know, I think the most beautiful thing was that a lot of my family from Volcano ended up in Melbourne, and they had little pictures of Melbourne everywhere and Melbourne fridge magnets. And we did the same. We have Volcano and Lipari fridge magnets and pictures all over our house. And so we're connected even though we're separated by space.
How did you feel when you got there?
It just felt so easy. I mean, I wish my Italian was better, but it felt so easy. It felt like home. It really did.
And how did you feel coming back to Australia?
I felt like when I came back to Australia, it's really nice to just, it was a really nice feeling to have revisited my other home. And I think I was proud of the fact that my sister and I have been so conscious to keep our Italian culture alive with our families. And so that was a really nice feeling.
Sean McAuliffe's Origin Odyssey starts on Tuesday, the 18th of August at 7:30 p.m. on SBS. Thank you, Pia Miranda, for sharing a little part of your Odyssey with us today.
Thank you.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.